And now, I'm Father McKenzie, and this is the sermon that you'll never hear. That was a terrific arrangement of Eleanor Rigby, wasn't it? Let's have another round for Marg Russell and the Zach Bartholomew Trio as we drag the doghouse off the stage. If you picked up a program tonight, I have an announcement, an addendum here. It says that Beatles Night is Saturday, November 11th, 2014. So evidently this is the day time changed. So when you walk out, it will still be November 11th, but tomorrow is November 12th. So just let it be known, because the program does not lie. I'm used to making corrections in print. Last October, my wife and I she was on a business trip to Las Vegas, so I just tagged along because I had a free hotel room, as you do. And we went to see Cirque du Soleil's The Beatles Love at the Mirage. And I'm not a big fan of Las Vegas because, you know, Hunter S. Thompson is dead. And so, you know, the New Vegas doesn't have much appeal to me. It's just, you know, after about, but good God, this show, it blew my tiny little Florida mind. If you're ever out there, please go see the show. I'm not shilling for Mirage or anything. It's just so damn good. And it also was one of those moments where I went, why did I quit smoking pot in high school? So you might want to stop in Colorado first and buy a snack. And then you need to time it about 30 minutes in. So it's when they start climbing up on the ropes and they're singing Because, you will lose your mind as well. So I'm not condoning drug use. You know, it's legal in Colorado. We are talking about the Beatles. Did I hear go to Gainesville and do drugs? Is that what somebody said? Yeah. I tried that too. no. So. At this moment, well, the new 76ers are coming to the stage and hooking it up. I will give away just a little bit of the bang tonight. They're going to do an acoustic version of A Day in the Life. So, and I hear at the very end of it that on the big fiddle here, he'll play so a frequency that the dogs can hear it. And they'll start screaming, just like at the end of Dr. Pepper. I'm Dr. Pepper. On that, I'll have another drink. The new 76ers, ladies and gentlemen.